Across Iraq today, security measures were tightened as the country prepares for Sunday's elections. In Basra, in the south, police set up checkpoints and some roads were closed. Yesterday, insurgents hit at least two polling stations in the city with mortars. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, security forces there are on high alert.
As dusk settled over this city Friday, the Iraqi police, the army, and National Guard had blanketed Basra. Traffic slowed to a crawl as officers inspected cars and the new tactical support units police SWAT teams fanned out at intersections. At the headquarters of Iraqi military intelligence, officers showed off a videotape of two rockets they had discovered and dismantled on a key bridge in the city.
He thinks that they failed in the installation of the rockets.
The video shows two white fin rockets from an old Iraqi army arsenal brought by outsiders who have come down from the north, these officers say.
For sure, because I don't think that Basra's people want to explode their bridge.
Basra politicians are confident that Sunday's elections will be relatively peaceful. The security services are taking no chances. Polling centers are being barricaded. Voters will have to pass through a screening device. There will be no cars allowed on the streets beginning tomorrow night. Political campaigns officially ended on Thursday, but at Friday prayers, imams in this predominantly Shiite Muslim city continue to urge the faithful to get out and vote. That was Mohammed Sami al-Basra's message at his mosque today.
Yes, I want to concentrate today that they should participate in this election and to choose the person who really represents them.
Did you tell them anyone in particular to vote for?
No. He wants to neglect these questions. He will not answer it.
But he did endorse candidates today in a sermon blasting out of loudspeakers from the mosque. Al-Basri urged support for the front runner, a political coalition known by its ballot number 169, the United Iraqi Alliance. The top candidate is a Shiite Muslim cleric. In an unusual campaign pitch, Imam Al-Basri asked his congregation, "If you die tomorrow, what would you say if God asked you, why didn't you vote for 169? 70-year-old Faisal Jassim listened to the imam today, considered his message.
Now everybody can say what he wants, and when the imam say that you should vote for this list, you can say that it's a kind of democracy.
The United Iraqi Alliance is in a tough campaign here against Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, considered the more secular choice. Basra is an election battleground. Most people here say they will vote, but will their choice be dictated by the clergy? Faisal Jassim says voters here are eager to decide for themselves. Their questions are about democracy.
Most of the Iraqis don't know what the democracy means. It has a sweet taste, it has a bitter taste. What we hope that the election and the coming persons will make us see what is the democracy and does it sweet or bitter.
This introduction to democracy, the first free vote in Iraq in more than half a century, will take place amid extremely tight security. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Basra.